Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Crimes against public order and morality. Crimes against public order and morality encompass a broad category of offenses that, at their core, challenge the societal norms and regulations established to maintain a sense of general peace, decency, and good order within a community. These crimes can range from acts that disrupt public peace to behaviors deemed immoral or harmful to societal standards. Understanding these offenses requires not just a grasp of their legal definitions, but an appreciation for their impact on communities and the legal system's role in balancing individual freedoms with public welfare. 1. Disorderly conduct. Disorderly conduct is a catch-all term for a wide range of behaviors that disturb the public peace or decency, or that are intended to annoy or alarm the public. Given its broad scope, what constitutes disorderly conduct can vary significantly from one jurisdiction to another, but it generally includes acts like fighting, making unreasonable noise, disrupting lawful assemblies, obstructing traffic, and using offensive words or gestures that are likely to provoke a violent reaction. Legal considerations. The broad nature of disorderly conduct statutes means that enforcement can be highly subjective, leading to criticisms regarding potential overuse or misuse, particularly in situations that might implicate free speech rights. Courts often look at the context of the behavior, including its location, audience, and any specific intent to cause public disruption. Impact on society. While some view disorderly conduct laws as necessary to maintain public order, others argue they can be used to target certain groups or to suppress dissent. The challenge for the legal system is to enforce these laws in a manner that respects individual rights while protecting the community from genuine disturbances. 2. Drug offenses. Drug offenses cover a range of activities prohibited by law, including the possession, distribution, manufacture, and trafficking of illegal drugs. These laws are intended to reduce the availability of illicit substances, decrease drug abuse, and limit the harm that drugs can cause to individuals and society. Categories of drug offenses. Drug laws differentiate among various types of offenses based on the action, for example, possession versus trafficking, the type of drug, with different schedules classifying drugs according to their perceived danger and potential for abuse, and the quantity involved. Penalties can range from minor fines for simple possession to lengthy prison sentences for large-scale manufacturing or distribution. Controversies and reforms. The war on drugs has led to significant debate over the effectiveness and fairness of drug laws, particularly those that impose harsh sentences for offenses involving minor quantities of drugs. Critics argue that these laws disproportionately affect certain communities and contribute to an overburdened criminal justice system. In response, there has been a movement toward reform, including drug decriminalization, legalization of cannabis in several states, and an emphasis on treatment over incarceration for nonviolent drug offenders. 3. Prostitution and vice crimes. Prostitution and related vice crimes involve sexual activities that are considered immoral or illegal, including soliciting, promoting, or engaging in prostitution. These laws reflect societal norms regarding sexuality, morality, and public decency, but they are also subject to significant debate over issues of personal autonomy, public health, and the role of the state in regulating private behavior. Legal frameworks. Jurisdictions vary widely in their approach to prostitution and vice crimes. Some places criminalize activities related to prostitution, including soliciting and brothel keeping, while others have legalized or decriminalized certain aspects of sex work under regulated conditions. Debates and reforms. The criminalization of prostitution has been criticized for contributing to the dangers faced by sex workers, including violence and exploitation, by pushing the industry underground. Advocates for reform argue for models that either decriminalize or legalize prostitution to improve the safety and rights of sex workers, while opponents raise concerns about moral decay, trafficking, and the exploitation of vulnerable populations. The challenge lies in creating legal frameworks that protect against exploitation and abuse, while respecting individual choices and minimizing public harm. Conclusion. Crimes against public order and morality represent a complex intersection of law, morality, and social policy. These offenses challenge legal professionals to consider not just the letter of the law, but its broader implications for individual rights, social justice, and community welfare. As societal norms evolve, so too do the debates surrounding these crimes, driving ongoing legal and policy reforms aimed at balancing the diverse interests and values at stake. Whether addressing disorderly conduct, drug offenses, or prostitution and vice crimes, the legal system plays a crucial role in navigating these complexities, enforcing the law, and shaping the contours of public order and morality in a changing society.